Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Hey, I guess you all got a little confused, huh? Because y'all thought that it wasn't the Coco Express. Well, it is. However, it's that time once again for us to bring in not other than Steve Duncanson. And, of course, he is going to infuse us with some wonderful, wonderful information on how we can frame our day tomorrow today. Steve, take it away.
Thank you, Aurelia. Good to see you. And good morning, everyone. Again, it's my pleasure to be able to be here with you. You know, as busy as my schedule gets, whenever I know that this time is coming up, I always look forward to being able to share some things out of life experience, some practical stuff about principles that you can apply to your life. As I say each session, and hopefully I like to, repetition is the mother of skills, what we've been taught, just as a sidebar as well. The first rule of learning is write it down. So though I may repeat things from time to time, it's not because I've run out of things to say, but it's because the more you're exposed to the information, the more it becomes part of your subconscious, part of your thinking, and then becomes part of your actions, being able to move forward. So the aspect of writing these things down is critically important. And so what we're going to be talking about here today is what principles are. Principles are a broad and basic rule of truth. All right, it doesn't change. It's inviolate. It works everywhere for everyone as long as they're part of this universe. All right, and if you're part of another universe, you shouldn't even be on this radio call, right? I mean, your blog talk is the internet. That's not the universe, but be as it may. We really are glad that you're here today and looking forward to share some things with you. You know, but really, I want to share this story with you. Because as I said, I do look for practical things from day to day. And I think one of the things that life is always trying to teach us something. I think I shared that with you before. Like life is lessons in framing events. And so things are always happening. But keeping your antenna up will allow you to be able to capture the lessons that are being taught. So just yesterday, I was doing a leadership training presentation in New York City. And prior to the event, I stopped at one of those coffee trucks to get my breakfast champions, a cup of coffee, and they had these nice Danish coffee rings that I kind of like, with nothing. And so I went up to the truck, and I said to the guy, well, I'd like to have a cup of coffee and a large cup and this Danish ring right here. So I was very specific with what it is that I wanted, how I wanted my coffee, and which one of the Danish that I wanted. There were six of them there, but there was a specific one. So he gave me the coffee, and then he just proceeded to pick up the first Danish that was the most convenient for him to reach. And I said, no, I want this one right here. His response to me was, well, they're all the same. I said, no, thanks anyway. I'll have this one right here. And though he said they were all the same, they weren't really all the same. Some of them were mangled, a little small or whatever. But here's the deal. If you don't decide and know ahead of time what you want, people will simply give you whatever they feel like giving you. Unless you've had that determined from the very outset and are specific and unequivocal with what you want to be able to capture, but what you want to be able to get, people will just give you whatever's convenient for them, whatever they want to. So having a plan for your own life is critically important. Jim Rohn used to ask the question this. He said, if you don't have the plan for yourself, what plan do you think other people have? What plan do you think they have?
They got some plans, all right?
Not much. That's what they got planned for you. That's the deal. And so if you want much, you have to be able to be determinant with that yourself. And what is it that I want to be able to get out of life? What do I want to be able to realize? What I want to be able to capture? And understanding and learning of principles that govern the universe, principles that govern the laws of finances, of health, of happiness, and things of that sort, knowing those things and applying them to your experience allows you to be intentional, not let life have to happen to you, but you be determinant with what you want to be able to get out of life. So the couple of things that we want to talk about here today, one of the laws is called the law of desire. And desire is extremely important to be able to achieve in life. So what does the law of desire say? It says desire is only expressed in your actions. It's not what you say, but what you do that counts. People say that they want to have a better life, that they want to make more money, that they want to have a better relationship, but they don't put the effort in to be able to get that thing. We have to question whether it's really a desire or not. A desire, the proof of desire is passion. Proof of passion is pursuit. And if you're really passionate about something and about someone, you know that when you put it in the context of whatever, imagine a guy saying to a woman, I'm really passionate about you.
Sounds
right?
good.
Right. But then there isn't the pursuit that follows that up. You have to question whether they really meant that or not. They say they really want a relationship with you, but they don't pursue that relationship. And so the aspect of desire has to be linked with passion, which is linked with pursuit. Do we really want it? And if we do, what are we willing to do to be able to get that happen, to make that happen?
So you're saying that there has to be some action.
Absolutely. Talk, we've all heard this, finish the statement. Talk is
cheap.
There you go. Talk is cheap. We can talk about it, but we can't simply talk about it. We got to be about it. And if you truly desire to have something different in your life than what you presently have right now, remember the five questions I've asked about. How badly do you want it? What are you willing to do to get it? Because what you're willing to do to get it is really what determines it. A buddy of mine, Ken Brown, we saw each other actually most recently about a month or so ago at a seminar that we were both speaking at down in Orlando, Florida. And Ken owned three McDonald's in Chicago and did extremely well with that. But he talked about this aspect of commitment. He said, commitment is what you do between saying you want something and realizing it. That's what the commitment isn't saying it. Commitment is what you do between saying that you want something and actually getting it, because there's going to be a lot of resistance in between. And your ability to work and push through that resistance is really what determines just how much desire you have towards something. The law of persistence is the other law that we're going to look at here today. And the law of persistence has many different applications and ways of articulating it. But it says this: your ability to persist in the face of inevitable setbacks and circumstances is the measure of your belief in yourself and your ability to succeed. Now, I think I remember mentioning this one before, but I don't think I can mention it too much. Because you and I today, as a matter of fact, we're attending a seminar.
Yes.
About a business that we're building, right? And the question the individual asked with regard to one, what's the number one reason people fail? Let's see, this is a little test for you. You were in a session like I was. What's the number one reason people fail?
They quit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner, right? Right. So the number one reason people fail is because they quit. And they quit because their feelings get hurt, right?
Uh-huh.
When they quit when life tells them no. And rather than push through that no, push through the resistance, they give in. And so one can say you have a desire, but the true test of that desire is your commitment, not simply to saying it, expressing it. It's, am I going to commit? It's not even a commitment to the end result. Because you can say you have a commitment to you have to have a commitment to the process in order to be able to get it.
Okay.
Right? And so what is process? Process is the systematic series of actions that leads to an end. That's the very definition of process. And your commitment, not simply to, I want that thing over there, am I willing to do what's necessary to be able to achieve that? Will I persist? Now, what's interesting about that law, that principle, it says your ability to persist in the face of inevitable setbacks and circumstances, meaning that the setbacks are going to be there.
Now, the exchange would be called talking, right?
Well, I don't know. I think your mind is somewhere else. What are you talking about?
Persistence, when you do
the aspect of stalking comes in when you're pursuing someone or something that is not willing to, that is not interested in pursuing you.
Okay.
But here's what I believe. I believe that opportunity, success, is out there waiting for us to tap into. This is what I believe about opportunity. Some people say, you know, opportunity knocks. No, it doesn't. Opportunity stands by silently waiting to be recognized. And only those that see it and seize it are able to take advantage of it. So it's how committed are you to be able to push through whatever those challenges are and pursue the thing that's pursuing you. The law of accelerating acceleration says this. It says the speed at which you're moving towards your goal is the same speed at which it's moving towards you. I know it sounds kind of weird, right? But
oh, like equal and opposite.
Well, every action has equal and opposite reaction. It's similar in nature. But the issue is this. Because we live in a universe of constant motion, we're never standing still, we've moved toward going backward. Mm-hmm. Because we live in a constant motion, that means that as you're moving towards this thing, it's coming towards you at the same speed. If you're going towards it slowly, it's coming towards you slowly. But if you're pursuing it with intentionality, with high intensity and speed and velocity and the volume, it's coming towards you the same way. Now, again, as those things are coming, there's going to be resistance, but it's your willingness to push through that resistance that will determine just how much success you're going to be able to realize. Success is not going to drop itself at your feet, right? You don't find diamonds walking down the street. Generally, most people don't. I know you're lucky, right? But here's the deal. That's luck. How do you replicate luck? You know what I'm saying? If you were successful by accident, well, how do you continue to be successful?
That's
you have to be successful on purpose, with intentionality. And I believe that it's an individual's willingness to commit to the process as well as the end result, to push through the adversity and not be taken out of the box because life tells you no. People who win don't quit when life tells them no. Because that's the no, and no is the answer that you will hear most frequently. Because the negative happens more consistently, more regularly than the positive. That's just how the universe works. But it, again, what separates individuals who are marginally successful to those who are wildly successful, even to those who are failures, are those who are willing to push through whatever the adversity and whatever the challenge is. And here's the beautiful thing. We all have the capacity. There's no excuse is valid. We all have the capacity. And when you think about those that overcome the adversities that are out there, there's a friend of mine named Tawana Williams. She and I met several years ago and is part of the Les Brown Speakers Bureau. Tawana is about 4 feet tall. Tawana was born with no arms. She's got a book. Her first book out is actually called Unarmed and Dangerous. Right? Tawana's no joke. Right? But Tawana can type 45 words a minute with her feet. Tawana travels all around. She's got great penmanship. You got to see her sign on a book. It's ridiculous, right? So, she didn't allow the negative things, to have been born into that circumstance to keep her from her desire for success is there. It burns from the inside. There's great passion. And because of that passion, the pursuit of passion, the evidence of passion is pursuit. So the reality is, I think for all of us, the lessons are around us. If you persist long enough, you must and will inevitably be successful. The second part of that law of persistence, if you persist long enough, you must and will inevitably become successful, right? So I think embracing the understanding of these and taking it from simply being cognitive and intellectual understanding to application and practice in life is really what allows us to get the things that we want. We can't simply talk about it. We got to be about it.
All right. So you can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk.
Yeah, and you expressing it in that way reinforces the fact that we've all heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've all heard it, we've heard the answers. We know it, but why don't we do it? Why don't we do what we know? As you know, I'm doing a seminar on September 28th in New York City at the Harlem State Building. And we're going to be talking about paradigms. What a paradigm is. What's necessary is to shift that paradigm, because that's why we do what we do, based on our paradigms. But that's all the time we have for today. I thank you once again for having me. I look forward to connecting once again next month on
October 11th, I believe it is. If not, you'll hear about it, because you know I'm going to let you know. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
What's up?